good people and not so good people. You determine which one you are, not me. Here's your boy, Cool McCain. Still pissed and repping to you at the same time. Right here. Monarchs of Wrestling. With my boy. The other half of the monarchy. The Playmaker. Playmaker was really good with you.
What's up? What's up? Sorry we didn't do a show last week. Health comes first. So we took the week off.
And
smart.
Happy Martin Luther King Day to all the good folks out there. Martin, and I'm going to say this, well, some of y'all a little bit older might remember. Happy Martin Luther the King Day. And as always.
Man, I haven't heard that in a minute.
Oh, yeah. And we are joined by one of our regular, we can't call him a guest, one of our regular contributors. Oh, the one and the only. The man with the plan, Mr. Cole Johnson.
Thank you, Monarchs. It's good to see you guys once again. It's good to be here, and I'm looking forward to whatever you all are about to discuss, because I'm looking forward to the discussion.
Well, you know there'll be some foolishness because I'm involved. That's for sure.
Yeah, we got some stuff to talk about. In order to get us started, Mr. McCain, are we going AEW first? Are we going TNA first?
We got to go NXTNA first.
Not NXTNA.
Yes, sir. At this point, it's almost redundant to do them separately. Like, I ain't trying to be funny, but just everything is, like, together. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there is something.
I 100% agree with you on that.
On the NXTNA side that we have to discuss. So, Obafemi, since the last time we was on here.
I love this move.
Defended, beat the wheels off his opponent.
Leon
and
Slater.
Leon Slater took a butt whooping. Yeah.
No. Left the belt in the ring bounce.
I love it.
So Cole, I'm gonna go with you, because I know how you feel about it. But talk to us. How did it make you feel?
All right, I'm actually gonna say this. I think he has been positioned, maybe for the slight exception of Trick Williams. I think this is the first NXT talent, with a slight exception of Trick Williams, that has been properly placed on the main roster from the NXT since the Four Horsewomen. Well, since three of the Four Horsewomen. And that's what, 10, almost 11 years ago? I love the fact that you got a chance to see this guy after his Saturday night's main event match against Cody Rhodes. You got a chance to see him actually flex his muscle and look as though he was step for step, stride for stride with supposedly QB1 and the best talent in the company, hanging with them step for step and stride for stride, not looking like the moment's too big for him, looking like he fits right in. And now he gets the opportunity to literally flex his muscles and show that he belongs with the big dogs on the main roster. And you made him look as though he could not be touched in NXT. I loved that aspect. I was like, oh, so you're not going to do the traditional time-honored, well, you got to basically do the honors on your back and before you leave. You're actually going to make him be, this guy was so untouchable that every person he fought, he beat, and the one that beat him, he avenged. So you made him unstoppable. I love that. And you can only go up from there, because now the next question is, are you going to basically strap the rocket on him and he'd be like, dare say, like a Brock Lesnar figure or someone who's supposed to be the big imposing guy who is the impenetrable force? We shall see, but I like where they positioned him and how they positioned
him. One other question, sir. Where is he going?
I'm wincing because I think he might go SmackDown. I'd rather he go Raw though. I think he fits on Raw a little better.
Playmaker, same two things for you, my good man.
Oh, he going to Raw. Trick on SmackDown. He going to Raw. He going to Raw. The question is when is he coming to Raw? That's the question. But he's going to Raw. I was shocked, to be quite honest with you, because I knew he was going to beat Leon Slater and the whole thing. But I'm like, okay, why? Because they went backstage to Ava, and I forgot who Ava was talking to. And then what you call it came in. It's like, hey, did you just see what Ophemy did? I'm like, what Ophemy just do? And I look. And that's just the type that's sitting in the middle of the ring. You see Tony D'Angelo in the background. I'm like, oh, he vacated it.
That was well done. That was well done.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
That was well done.
I agree. Yeah, it was great to see how they handled that. Go ahead, Playmaker.
So, yeah, it shocked me. I'm like, whoa. Because I'm like, all right, I know he's coming to the main roster. They already brought Trick up. They brought Javon up. He's coming. I just didn't know how they were going to do it. And that's the way they went. So it's refreshing to see them do it in a surprising way to know that, yeah, they can still surprise you when they want to.
Fair enough. Yeah, now, of course, they have the challenge that they're doing for the ladder match, the matches to determine is going to be qualifying matches for the ladder match to determine the new champion. I like that you're doing it that way because you can put the belt on anybody.
Which brings me to my first question of the discussion.
Right.
Mr. Cool McCain, I posed the question out here. Which superstars you would like to see in NXT compete for that NXT championship?
Got to have Tony D'Angelo. You got to have Ricky Saints.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see the young OG come back and compete. You know, he's on the main roster. Personally, I think it's too early for him to be on the main roster. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to get lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like for him to kind of be one of them people that kind of go back and forth. And if we establish that early, then people will accept him and be cool with it. Because he's bouncy.
Bouncy.
Of course, we got to have my dude Joe Hendry in there,
mm-hmm.
right? I have a couple of people from TNA. What about Moose?
Yeah.
What about the now former TNA champion?
I like that choice,
Frankie Kazarian. Right, a couple people from TNA. And then we got to have a couple of people that we know they're not going to win, but can have some good spots.
Well, is that where Leon Slater can come in at?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mr. Then, Johnson, go ahead.
Give me one of them dudes from Dark State because you got to do something with them since you ain't going to break them up.
Not one of the dudes with Dark State.
Whoever you want to be.
Mr. Johnson, who would you like to see throwaway. Compete? Mm-hmm. Who would you like to see compete for that vacated NXT title?
He says it's six man.
I made it eight.
I believe it's six.
Oh. It might be six, okay. But I made it eight.
Well, you know it's gonna be Tony D'Angelo. You know it's gonna be Ricky Saints. You know it's going to be Joe Hendry because I think he's going to be in it too. I think those are definites. I would love to see Frankie Kazarian. I don't think we will. Let me see. Definitely Leon Slater, because WWE is high on this guy.
As long as he can get his visa situation straightened out.
Yeah, that's the only issue. But they seem to really like that guy. Mm-hmm. I would love for Javon Evans to come back. Unfortunately, spoiler alert, he actually got injured. So he's going to be out. I think he dinged up his shoulder, so he's going to be out for a minute. But this would have been primed actually for him to actually be the NXT champion. This scenario right here.
Well, Cole, what a buzzkill for you. Thank you, sir.
I love to be buzzkill.
I know.
I'm trying to think. Who else? Who else would I would like to see? That dark stay. If you really want to do a throwaway, you could actually put Nick Nemeth in it. If you really want to do a throwaway.
after he failed to call his shot.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he get... He just resigned, or he might call his shot now because he resigned.
True. I'm trying to think. Who else? I love...
Of Mike Santana again.
Yeah, the belts. We're gonna talk about it in a minute.
Yep.
I like Moose. I like what you said about Moose. Cool. Because I think he'll be perfect for this. And I personally think he would be great if you want to just throw a curveball. I think he'll be great to actually put the title on him. Just to say, well, we're unafraid to actually have a TNA person hold a WWE title. Although I don't think we'll see that.
But he's a good choice if you wanted to like throw it out there and do it a little freaky deaky.
Yeah.
Freaky deaky.
He's the perfect option for that. Yeah. I don't know if that's six, but that I think that would be who I would that's be how I'll choose. But yeah, it's gonna be, and then there would be a throwaway like a Dark State member or
just any one of them. It don't even matter because they don't win.
Or like, you know, like a Kit Wilson or
not a kid.
Shoot. Or like one of the Wyatt Six that you don't care about. I mean, one of them.
Okay. Let me bring a name in here that I would like to see. I'm not saying he's going to win it, but I'd like to see him in this environment. What about a Miles Bourne?
I don't like him constantly being in stuff and losing. So I would protect him a little bit from this one. You know what I'm saying? Now, he could be in a qualifying match and lose a qualifying match. But, you know, so you got to protect some of the guys that don't really win a lot, because you can't always lose and then one day say, hey, now he's going to start winning. We're not going to accept that, because it's not. We don't do that.
Fair enough. Mr. Johnson.
But wrestling-wise, I do agree with you.
Yeah, I like that. Mr. Johnson, thoughts and feelings on Izzy Dane becoming North American Women's Champion?
I think Mr. Johnson had to take a quick jump. I'll say for me... I don't dislike it, but I don't like it. I'm very lukewarm on it. I don't know. It just doesn't connect with me somehow. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, I don't dislike it, but it's just like, okay. That's fine.
Hey, you probably already answered my next question, because I was going to say expectations or something. You don't have high expectations of this ring.
Transitional. That's Izzy Dane for me. Transitional.
All right. Now, my last thing from NXT. Miss Parker has returned.
Hey, Miss Parker.
And with her returning, I'm caught in the middle of this storm that's coming. Because he came back and went up against Blake Monroe.
I like Blake Monroe, but there's only one Miss Parker. And when we talk caked up and caked out, Miss Parker is always in that conversation, and it's cake with a K.
I can't, I'm sorry, Blake, but I can't. I can't choose. I have to sit this one out.
I'm choosing Miss Parker.
Whoever wins, wins.
I'm going with Miss Parker.
But I think it should be Jetta Parker. She just came back, so.
You know how they do when you first come back. They love you for about 3 months.
I kind of hate that for Blake Monroe. Seeing how she lost the NXT women, the NXT North American Women's Championship in a bot situation. And then get the opportunity to get it back. And it changed hands again.
Crazy.
So I kind of hate this, that Blake Monroe is going to be on a losing streak here. But you just bought Miss Parker that she can't lose on her first time back. This can't happen.
Facts. That's facts.
Hey, this is the life we live. So you got to take the good with the bad.
Mm-hmm. Can't win them all. Even our favorites can't win them all. Switch gears real quick. Slide over to TNA. And the main thing with TNA is they've had some changes that have had to happen in their upcoming event because of visa issues. So some people had to be moved out. Other people had to be moved in. Li Ying Li has a new opponent for her TNA Women's Championship. Leon Slater will not be able to defend his championship because of visa issues. But the one thing that I want to, we're not going to spend a lot of time on TNA today. We're going to go back and dig into it next week because I want to leave some time because we got Saturday night's main event coming up soon. We got 2 weeks worth of WWE to talk about. But the main thing that's important that has happened in TNA is that Mike Santana has regained the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. And he did so in stunning fashion. So shout out to Mike Santana. First episode, TNA is now on AMC. And they started the show with their GOAT. One, AJ Styles. If you know, you know AJ Styles. TNA is literally the house that AJ Styles built. He is their young gun that came up through the organization, helped carry it through some rough and some good years. But having him on the show always, you know, kind of kicks it off, makes things rock. So those are your big points. You got AJ there for the premiere on AMC. You have some matches that have had to change due to visa issues. And then also, Mike Santana, again, is your new TNA World Heavyweight Champion. He can't be no more 2 seconds and out. This reign right here, he got to roll with this thing for a minute. Right? He got to roll with this thing for a minute. Got a couple of comments. Then we're going to take a quick commercial break, come back, and hit y'all with some AEW talk. So Yolanda says, yo, glad y'all here today. Missed y'all last week. We missed y'all too, but like Playmaker said, there's some things that had to be taken care of. All right, Daniel Berry Sports Highlights, 5851. Happy Monday. Hello, everyone. What's going on, DB? Thanks for tuning in and checking in as always. I appreciate that. Yolanda says, Happy MLK Day. Happy MLK Day. In regards to Oba Femi, she agrees with me and Playmaker. He's going to Raw. And y'all, it's time for that break. Stay tuned in, because we're going to be back.
Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man, Cool McCain, and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week, in an objective manner, and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care. Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets.
All right, wanted to make that a quick commercial, y'all, so we can get back to it. AEW. AEW. So let's go this route. New champion, of course, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, inserted himself into the four-way match. Didn't get to talk about that last week, of course. Inserted himself into the four-way match. Came out and won. Had his celebratory speech and trash talk last week. This past week, he had a match against Bandido, who won the Dynamite Diamond Ring, which now has a stipulation that gives you a championship match against the AEW World Heavyweight Champion. Bandido is your Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion. That means about as much as being WCW World Heavyweight Champion at this point, but I digress. Good match. MJF found a way to win. And then, of course, Fane being halfway decent then turned back into the scumbag we all want him to be, of course. I like what they're doing. We need another long MJF reign. And I would hope that instead of it being any of the guys that held the championship before, even though I would love for Hangman, Kenny Omega, you know, Samoa Joe, my boy Sword, excuse me, any of them to get the belt, I would like for him to lose to a first-time champion. And I'll be quick and tell you why. AEW needs more main event guys. And how do you do that? You win the AEW World Heavyweight Championship, and then you will always be a former World Heavyweight Champion. And not just win it and have it for like 2 weeks and no garbage, but let them hold it for a few months. Right? That establishes guys. Then, even if they slide down the card just a tad bit, got to get that youth center, y'all. Even if they slide down the card a little bit, they're still a former champion. You can always put them in the main card, and it gives us something new and fresh. We have new AEW Trios champions. This happened on Collision, not Dynamite. You had the team of Hangman, Adam Page, and Jet Speed take the Trios Championships off Samoa Joe and his cronies. Remember, Hangman Adam Page's goal is to take everything from Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe no longer has the world title. Him and the Ops no longer have the Trios Championships. And Hook has been sidelined at least for a couple of weeks, storyline-wise, thanks to Hangman. So Hangman's getting a good chance to get his revenge. And this effectively, at least for the moment, takes him out of the world title picture because he's going to have to contend with the Trios Championships. So I think a good move in that Hangman's a top star for AEW. So having him be a Trios champion with an up-and-coming tag team makes a whole heck of a lot of sense. So I think it's a good move. I like that he's expressing that he wants the championship back because that should be what everybody wants. But you move them to the Trios division temporarily as a champion there. So, you know, be defending those belts. we have new number one contenders for the AEW World Tag Team Champions. Mark and I forgot the other guy's name. They've teamed together for the first time. They're part of the Don Callis family, those half the roster. So they will be the number one contenders. Mark and Tank or Mark and somebody. I could look it up, but you know, we moving. Cole, you have returned, Mr. Johnson. Do you recall the name of the gentlemen who are now AEW number one contenders for the World Tag Team Championships? Davis and no, it's Davis and the other guy started a D2. Davis and Dyer? Davis and something. But yeah, I can't remember. It's like Davis and another D. They're new guys.
I can't.
But yeah, they're your number one contenders. All we've seen of my boys, the Hurt Syndicate. I almost called them the other name. They're not AEW name. All we've heard of the Hurt Syndicate was that Moxley beat Shelton Benjamin. And I don't name the championships in AEW, the lower end ones. You know the reason why? So, like 30 of them.
Right. I
remember. Mark Davis and Jack Dooley.
Davis and Doyle. Yeah, that's it. Davis and Doyle. And, those are your number one contenders. That was the first time teaming. They won a four-way match.
Don Callis family strikes again.
Thank you, Yolanda, with that Doyle as well. Because, yeah, I was drawing a blank on that Doyle. I was thinking everything but Doyle. And I'm doing something different, y'all. Straight off the dome piece. No notes, straight off the dome piece. We'll do something fun. That way I don't have to have breaks and try to think about it and make sure it's straight off that crazy dome of mine. All right. AEW, give a quick synopsis. Then I'm going to ask Cole if there's anything he'd like to throw out there in regards to TNA and AEW, since he, you know, had to step away for a minute, didn't get to give any thoughts on TNA. I think that AEW is starting to settle down and settle more into who they are. Good wrestling, some story. We're never going to get WrestleMania, Cody Rhodes, the storytelling from AEW, but I think they've attempted to improve and give us better than what we were getting before. So I think they're kind of getting into their groove. They're adding some more people. Of course, they let us know the Rascals are coming, but now there will only be three of the Rascals because one has been released for anti-Semitic statements. It made somebody cry. So yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So Trey Miguel will not be part of AEW, at least not for now. He'll magically appear later on, like he's a lucky charm. But happy that AEW is starting to give us consistently, like, this is who we are. We're going to give you good matches. We're going to try to tie in better story to make you at least care about the matches. That's all we need. We don't need WWE-level storytelling, but we need some story. We need some reason to care. And they, I think, have understood that. So kudos to them for getting that in their minds. So, Mr. Johnson, any thoughts on TNA? Anything you want to talk about throughout that to the people for TNA? Anything from AEW? I know you missed what we talked about, so even if you go over something again, it's all good. And then, Playmaker, if you would like to throw anything in there at the end, feel free to do so, my good man.
Let me see. TNA, well, congrats to Mike Santana for becoming the TNA World Heavyweight Champion again. Good way to kick off TNA on AMC.
I know Wise is smiling.
Yeah, definitely Wise is smiling.
He ain't smiling enough.
Yeah, Wise is a huge Santana fan. So yeah, he's loving that. I'm laughing my butt off that Sonya Deville. Oh, I'm sorry, Daria Ray has returned. Along with Cora Jade, Elena Black. I'm sorry. and they are going to be shoving the Elegance brand down our throats. Lord have mercy.
Oh, you thought the Elegance brand was going to be done when Tina was gone.
When Ash Elegance was gone, I was like, okay, this should put a bullet hole in the Elegance brand. They decided to throw two other crappy wrestlers and a BS influencer whose time was 20 years ago to be a part of this. I don't know what you call the group. And they had to steal the Knockouts World Tag Team Championships away from the Inspiration / Iconics. Hot garbage. Hot. All right, so that's TNA. And shout out to Fandango or Johnny Curtis. He retired. So
JDF.
Yes, JDF. So yeah, he retired. So yeah, congratulations to you for a good career. Of course, unfortunately, you'll be known as that ridiculous dancing fool in WWE. But that's all I got for TNA. For AEW.
Hey, it worked.
Yeah, it did.
Kind of.
For eight.
They had no staying power, though.
Yeah, it worked because when John Cena decided to call it out, the Raw after WrestleMania when he, I think, wrestled Jericho.
Yeah, that was the right crowd for it.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, Lord. Yeah, so yeah, they all did that ridiculous dance and sang the song, a ridiculous song along with it. I'm like, oh, boy. But let me see, AEW. Oh, congrats to Speedball, and I'm blanking on the third name, and
Jet Speed Hangman Adam.
Jet Speed, Speedball, and Hangman being the new trios champs. I feel for you, Hobbs, because I know you are basically saying goodbye to AEW. You're going to now have a career like Keith Lee when you get to WWE.
You ain't gonna get a man a chance in WWE.
No, he will show that he has tremendous skill and he has great strength, and they're gonna work with him on the mic. He's probably gonna say a couple of promos. It's gonna be great. He's gonna look wonderful for about maybe 4 or 5 months. Then after the novelty wears off, he's gonna be reduced to like what Kozlov would be. Enhancement talent and a joke. And I'm not saying it because I hate Hobbs. I'm saying this because this is just how WWE is. He's not homegrown and he doesn't really have a name like a Cody Rhodes. He's going to get crapped on.
But they are going to change his name per report.
He's not going to be Powerhouse Hobbs there. No, I agree.
Thank goodness, because that's not a good name.
No. I think AEW screwed him up by that name. I'm like,
but he might get put back with Ricky Saints, which could be good for both of them.
Oh yeah, because I think Ricky is starting to he's starting to flatline. So yeah, that'd be perfect. I think that'd be perfect to pair them off, whether as a team or as a rivalry, whichever. I think
memo to Ricky Saints. Revolutions don't last forever.
But they are televised,
and his revolution of sink and his revolution of sinking down the card, that's being televised. Let me see what else in AEW. I'm interested to see where they go with Mercedes Moné now the bloom's off the rose. The push is now done. She's not going to be 100 belts Monet anymore. I'm interested to see how they're going to go with her.
Good. Now get your butt focused on the main title.
Say that for next week.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm actually glad that that Chris Statlander is the women's champ. I think that's going to be interesting. I want to see if they're going to try to do a few, try to do another feud with her and Willow Nightingale. That'd be interesting to see. Because Thekla, she's being fed to be beat. Let me see. And look, the world championship picture, that's rather interesting. Because you got MGF that's going to run his mouth. He's going to ooh and ah when he insults whomever. And you have the different direction that you could head. You know, you can head with Heyman, but I think he's probably going to be out the picture-ish. Right. You can go, you can go with Swerve, but I think he's going to be out the picture-ish too. It was cool that they're bringing up, trying to bring up new talent like Bandido. That was kind of interesting how they had that happen. I sort of like that. But I could say this to all of you. MJF, he's great on the mic. He's good in the ring. His act gets old very fast. Because it's the same shtick. The only difference is what are the words he's going to say, but you know the same thing is going to be like, let me get in the ring. Let me toot my own horn. Let me crap on the fans. Let me crap on my opponent. Let me crap my opponent some more. Let me go personal on my opponent. Let me crap on the fans one more time. Let me put myself over and crap on the fans on my way out the door. That's what we've been seeing from him for the last 6 years. And that ain't changing. Now, have we seen Mark Briscoe in a TNT championship?
I forgot he had it.
Thank you.
I didn't know he had it.
I remember now that you mentioned it, but I forgot because you'll never see him.
Yeah, they took the title off of Kyle Fletcher, which to me, I think that belt should have been on him until you're ready to put him into the world title picture because he's not ready to have, he's not ready to go there yet. But he's, he has a boatload of talent. And he could talk his butt off, but I don't think he's I don't think he's ready to be the guy yet. But yeah. That's AEW for you. You got 1 million belts, and you got people who have these titles, and you can't defend them all. It's like, geez. Yeah, Mark Briscoe, TNT champion, but you wouldn't know it because you haven't seen him since he won the title. You know,
Ricochet,
national champ. I'm sort of liking him a bit now, but.
Does he stop doing that?
Yes. That's why I'm starting to like him. Cause I'm like that laugh, which I know you're trying to do. You're trying to do that Jadakiss laugh and it sucks. And Ricochet is that's how you're supposed to do it, son. But no. I'm glad he stopped that laugh. Cause that was,
yeah, he was giving it Caleb Williams energy. We didn't need that.
Yeah, you're right. The next thing we would have seen would have been painted fingernails. I want to see what they do with Shelton Benjamin. If they want to push him singles, they teased it with him going after the Continental Championship.
You know what?
I want to see if they go further with him.
I said that we needed a first-time champion to beat MJF. I know who should beat MJF for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship, whenever that is.
It would be cool if it's Shelton Benjamin personally. Or
Benjamin.
Or Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley. Yeah.
Bobby Lashley should return in a few months and beat the wheels off and decimate Maxwell Jason Freeman and get that belt.
Now you talked earlier about how AEW has started to sell it into itself where they're not being like WWE and trying to just overload you with story. Yeah. But they give you just enough story and it's all about the action that advances the program. You already have a built-in program with Lashley and MJF. Mm-hmm. And yes, if you pair them off, Lashley should not be touched by MJF at all. I mean, MJF should be steamrolled over. You should not put Lashley in that position to make him weak. That dude needs to be built strong, and he does. I agree with you. I think he does need to be the one to take the title off of MJF. The first bout. Yeah, the first bout they have, the title should get off of MJF and on to Lashley.
Unless MJF does some coward stuff to keep the belt, like run out of the ring and get away or something. And then he has to have a reckoning.
Right. Now, if they do that, like a DQ loss, I don't even have Lashley take L's. Like a DQ dub for Lashley or a count out dub for Lashley, and then you weasel him in a position where it's like it's a no DQ type of thing. And to me, I would have the DQ backfire. You know, no DQ, and have the extra whatever he decides to, MJF decides to bring, I have that backfire. That is how strong I agree with you. That's how strong I believe Bobby Lashley should be pushed, and he should be pushed to that title. I agree with you. I 100% agree with you on that. But other than that, man, they really see anything else that's really capture my fancy. I get they're trying to make Toni Storm sort of like the 1B program to, you know, whoever is the TNT / World Heavyweight Champion. You know, sort of like, okay, there's other things to go after besides, and I get that. That's cool, that's wonderful, but she's almost getting to that territory of MJF. Okay, so you know she's going to have this Marilyn Monroe stick where she bigs up the city, she does the sexual endo big up of her opponent, then she sexual endo craps on the opponent, then she sexual endos herself on the way out the door.
Sounds like she's no longer tameless.
Yeah, she's now.
She's redundant, Toni Storm.
Yeah, she's extremely redundant. I still to this day say that's the best gimmick AEW has ever created. Men or women, best gimmick they ever created. But unfortunately, I think her time of, wow, she's an absolute wonder to watch, and this is, she's must see TV, done. Not saying you don't want to see her, but the bloom's off that rose. And other than crossing my fingers and praying to the Lord that Marina Shafir does not injure anybody, that's pretty much all I have to say about AEW.
That's fair. Anything you want to add, Playmaker?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, another quick commercial break. We're coming back. All WWE. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Whether it's the men's college game,
the way that this season has been going, anything is possible.
The women's college game,
and how passionate Angel Reese was at that press conference. They got their mojo now.
The WNBA.
AJ Wilson-Brown Sweater 1-2, followed by Brittany Griner, Aaliyah Boston, Jackie Young.
Or the NBA.
The Lakers had a 0.8 chance of winning.
And then what happened in the fourth quarter?
LeBron James by himself outdid the Clippers.
You will get any and all of the information right at your fingertips or your earlobes. Join the Playmaker as he breaks down all things basketball in Shooting Lights Out on the Playmaker's Blog Network YouTube channel and where you can find podcasts. Join the transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the reformer of hooker whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the bronze car.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color crown they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. No, Pacific time zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
Playmaker, the floor is yours, big dog.
A lot of things took place in the world of wrestling entertainment.
What you got to say?
Instead of going through the whole 2 weeks extravaganza of WWE, I'm going to keep it pretty nice and simple.
A lot of things.
First order of business. Kuma Kim, I'll come to you first because I found this interesting when this happened 2 weeks ago. Was Adam Pearce in the right to suspend Bron Breakker?
Absolutely, yes. Adam Pearce came down to the ring. Yes, he did place his hands on Bron Breakker, but that was to remove him from a wrestler. Bron Breakker was told not to do what he did. He did it anyway. Of course, it's not going to be a long suspension because he put his hands on Bron Breakker, but it was the right move, I think, storyline-wise.
Mr. Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the right move. And it's about time that you actually, you don't have the talent crap on the on-air authority. Give the on-air authority some type of beef, some type of teeth. And I'm liking that. I'm liking that. And I agree. I also agree with Cool. It's Bron Breakker. Right now, to me, he is, in my estimation, he's the best talent you got on Raw right now. So, you know, whenever he is anywhere involved in wherever it is, you want to see him go and go hard at it. I mean, look, kudos to him in that match he had 2 weeks ago. He pushed Punk to the limit, and I loved how he was, which makes me think that that future main event at WrestleMania, it might come sooner than we think. So, yeah, to me, Bron Breakker is the best thing on Raw. However, if you really want to make Bron Breakker the dangerous guy, I think you gotta have him be gone for a good minute and come back and just be unhinged. Just have him be that unhinged. And to me, I think you have him come back and
the Rumble.
You have him come back in the Rumble. He does his thing. He wins it. I don't think he will. I think he'll probably be WWE doesn't try to do this because I was like, it could be like they're going to give like, well, they tried to do it last year with Jay or so. And I think they might do it again this time with Sami Zayn. I hope they don't, but I think they might. But yeah, I think he should come back at the Rumble. I think he should just destroy everybody. I mean, remember last year's Rumble, he made literal roadkill out of iShow Speed. People want to see that again. And not just on iShow Speed. They want to see him mow people down with that spear. So you got to push him to the moon if you're going to do it now. And that's the only reason why you would suspend Bron Breakker is that you want to push him straight to and past the moon. But Adam Pearce actually showing the on-air teeth to suspend him, right move to make, and it gives him more longevity in his character, and it gives him more teeth to where you're like, oh, okay, so you can't really mess with him. Good. So it's, we're not dealing like with Vicky Guerrero. We can just simply just hurl insults at her. Or Teddy Long, where we're praying that we don't hear in a tag team match or you go one-on-one with the Undertaker. I mean, that
or let me holler at you, player. I'm a joke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or let me holler at you, player. Yeah. It's not that type anymore. Thank the Lord. So I think it's good.
All right.
Holla, holla, holla.
I already know I'm gonna do this real quick because I want Cole Johnson as a fan. I already know what cool opinion is, but
and I love Teddy Long, by the way.
Mr. Johnson, how long do you see the Usos holding them belts?
Until WrestleMania. It's no use to have them have another long run with it. I mean, you already had them be the undisputed tag team champions for about 2 years. So what's the point in having them have another long reign? Have them try to build up a team to where you're saying either the team they beat is going to be the team of the future or they're going to be the team that's at present. What sucks, though, is that unlike what we're seeing with the women and how you're seeing that tag team division actually is looking better and better by the week, the tag division with the men is just, especially on Raw. SmackDown is okay. Raw is horrible. I mean, the team they got it from was a makeshift tag team. I mean, look, Dragon Lee and AJ Styles, they did well, but I mean, they weren't going to be a team. But get them titles off in the WrestleMania, because they don't really need to run with it some more. They don't.
Cool, one titles off of them now.
They're gonna have them
sooner, but yeah,
they're gonna have them until Jimmy turns on Jay.
Or do that, or have Jimmy Jay turn on Jimmy.
Jimmy got to turn on Jay.
Well, see, the thing is,
we'll talk about that later. But Jimmy got to turn on Jay.
I don't want to see that crap again. Reason why I say that is I think it'll be better if it was the opposite.
They're never going to turn Jay because you make too much money with the E-shirts.
I get that. But if you're going to pair them off one-on-one, face versus face wouldn't work. And Jimmy being the heel wouldn't work.
It's not going to be, I don't think, one-on-one. But like I said, I have a whole theory for this. We'll get into another. So I got a whole theory.
I'm interested in hearing this theory when it's time enough to hear that theory.
But unfortunately, the reason why they can't take the titles off them now is the tag team division is horrible in Raw. Horrible. Otherwise, I am like this with you. I'm like, why the heck you put the titles on them in the first place? Since you have them, let them roll until mid-April and take it off of the WrestleMania.
Let's slide over to the women's side. Cool McKim coming to you, sir. As we all know, yeah, so there's night main event coming up this weekend, and then after this weekend, all roads lead to Saudi Arabia for the Rumble. Is this the right time for Raquel to be the opponent for Stephanie Van Kerr?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Either Saturday night's main event or Royal Rumble. Probably Royal Rumble because of the possible real, definitely storyline injury to Stephanie Van Kerr. But Raquel Rodriguez should be her next opponent.
Mr. Johnson, do you agree with Mr. McCain?
I agree with Mr. McCain. For this one caveat or this one condition, if you're going to have Raquel go against Vaquer, give the belt to Raquel. Give it to her now. And build the match that I think we would like to see, Raquel versus Liv Morgan. Build to that. Because I think that's the place where we need to go. Although I know they're going to try to have Liv and Roxanne be a tag team. To me, I think the money is having the two friends war with each other. They've been teasing it almost similar to that of Triple H and Batista, the ending of Evolution leading up to WrestleMania 21. But yeah, Raquel should be the next opponent for Vaquer. She should get the title either Saturday Night's Live main event or Royal Rumble. Double, especially if the injury is legitimate. And build for Raquel versus Liv Morgan. It could be WrestleMania. It could be some point before then. But build to that.
All right. They're saying, Big Mommy Cool for the world title. But that does bring up an extra question, though. Mr. McCain, how do you feel about Roxanne and Liv Morgan working as a team?
I really don't care.
And that's why I said what I said.
They could be champions or they could never have a title shot and it wouldn't make a difference to me.
Is that more because of Liv Morgan should be in the tag team?
They just don't. I don't buy them as a tag team that can dominate, but the tag team is out there now.
Okay. Now, that's pretty much all I got for Raw for right now. Let's slide over to SmackDown. And let's go ahead and get this out the way, because this is something that we would have thought about if we did a show last week. So, Mr. Johnson, Drew McIntyre has finally captured the title, where fans can actually pick and choose if they want to enjoy it or not. How you feel about Drew McIntyre winning this Three Stages of Hell match, despite the way it happened? And what are your expectations of this new reign that Drew McIntyre gets to have?
I like the fact that McIntyre has the title. This is a reward that has been long overdue, because he had the feud of the year before last, and you just basically had him languish in whatever you threw at him last year. So to me, he needed to have this title a year ago, but it wasn't going to be the WWE Universal Championship because, you know, the mouths were open and the joysticks were filling them for QB1. So, yes, I love the move. I think McIntyre should have the title. Unfortunately, he's probably going to be a long transitional champion. I would love for him to keep it to WrestleMania. And if you have him drop it at WrestleMania, it has to be someone worth dropping it to. Unfortunately, I think they're going to angle it to where he is going to drop it to Sami Zayn. And the story is Sami can't beat Drew because Drew, for his whole career, has owned Sami Zayn. And you build to that, and then Sami finally goes over on Drew almost in similar fashion as how he did over Gunther in WrestleMania 40 to win the Intercontinental Championship.
So those of you who are keeping score, you can count Cody Johnson as Sami Zayn winning the Men's Royal Rumble.
I hope not, but I think that's where they're going with it. For this reason, it's in Saudi. Who gets a bigger reaction than him there? Nobody. So, yeah.
All right. Mr. McCain, last time he did the show, I say y'all going to do the three stages of hell match. Drew McIntyre better win the title. You nodded in agreement with me because you felt like you had nothing else to add. That has come to fruition, sir. So where do you see this going from here?
So definitely happy to Drew won because I'm sick of the belt constantly being on Cody, right? And I'm a fan of Cody, but you have to see what he can do outside of being champion.
Right.
As far as Drew, I see him being a long-term transitional champ. I think he's going to lose the belt to an up-and-comer. I have a specific person in mind.
I would love that to happen.
Samuel Zane, of course, would be one guy. But the other guy would be the guy that wants to tear his head off. One.
Two.
Well, see, with that one, that's going to have to be longer. Oh, and that would actually, to me, that would make Drew, that would make, well, it could be like how how Kofi was, I guess you could say, a long-term transitional champion. He held the title 6 months. Then he had an eight-second squash match against Brock Lesnar to get the title off him. Yeah. Yeah, it could be that.
Now, I would ask this question.
But I wouldn't want them to go at it at this year's WrestleMania, though.
As my co-host said, he's a Cody Rhodes fan. So can you just answer me this question? I know it's WWE and things are the way that they are, but just for fun, okay. Why in the vital blue yellow belly did QB1 just attack Jacob Fatu when Jacob Fatu was beating Drew McIntyre? Like, why?
You had to set up Fatu moving up the card. So if you're going to set him up moving up the card, what better person for him to kind of make that jump and do what he needs to do than QB1? Because think about it. He doesn't have to beat QB1. He just has to show he can hang with QB1.
Right.
Because remember, QB1 has to start all over.
Right. Just hang with.
He doesn't get a rematch. But if Fatu can hang with him, at some point, he's going to have to get a match with Drew because he's going to keep beating Drew's ass until Drew finally says, you know what? I'm going to give you this title shot, and after that, you're going to leave me to fudge alone because I'm not the one that ran you over. So the story's already there. But you want to push it off until after WrestleMania. Because you don't want Fatu to have an opportunity at WrestleMania or before WrestleMania. You want it to be something that happens a little bit further down the line. Like a month, like Backlash or after that.
All right. So they have done a qualifying match for a Fatal 4-Way. And the winners of these qualifying matches will advance to the Fatal 4-Way, and they'll fight for the number one contendership at Saturday night's main event. Randy Orton beat The Miz. Surprise. No.
Whoop that trick.
Speaking of whoop that trick, Trick Williams took down Matt Cardona to advance to that Fatal 4-Way match.
Matt Cardona had a fiery little interview, though, but he said he's back for championships. Trick Williams said, not so fast.
Damian Priest beat Solo Sikoa to advance to the Fighter Fatal 4-Way match.
Thanks to
the Wyatt Six.
The Wyatt Six.
And Mr. Johnson, Sami Zayn defeated Ilya Dragunov to advance to the Fatal 4 rematch.
We don't want him to win the Fatal 4. We don't want him to win the Fatal 4 way.
Yeah, we want him to win the Royal Rumble. Well, quickly before I continue on, shout out to Carmelo Hayes. Continue doing the open challenge. You've been putting on bangers for the past 3 weeks.
All I want to know is when we're going to get Trick Mello game. I know it's not going to be right now, but I just want to know when we're going to get Trick Mello game.
Now, here's a question that I didn't put in the chat. I mean, both of you gentlemen can answer it. Did we bring up Jordan Grace to give Jay Cargill a credible opponent?
I would say yes. Mm-hmm. And I would say somebody that she can't hurt easily. So, yes.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part right there. What the end of what Cool just said. I love Jade, and I think she's starting to get a bad rap because the internets are saying she's unsafe to work with. She keeps injuring people and all that type of crap. I hate to say it this way. A cockroach right now would be credible for her, considering that she's held the belt for 2.5 months and hasn't put up against anybody since she's won it. But Jordan Grace, yeah. Jordan Grace versus Cade Cargill right now, no. But unfortunately, that's where we're going. Because you're not going to put the title on Jordan Grace right now. If you did, I could see it, but you're not putting the title on her right now.
That's why I asked it a certain way.
Yeah. I love the match, and I want to see the two of them go at it. I don't want to see the two of them go at it right now.
And that brings us to Saturday night's main event. As of right now, it's 3 matches on the card. Sorry, Cool, but I only see 3. One of the matches on the card, aforementioned QB1 Cody Rhodes is going against Jacob Fatu. I like Jacob Fatu, despite it being against QB1.
I like Cody.
How long are they doing this feud? If it's a one-off, Cody. If it's they're doing something in Saturday Night's main event, and they're gonna do something else like a month later, then I say Jacob.
I think they're gonna do in my opinion, they're gonna do probably a one-off now. Mm-hmm. Have them split because we're getting into WrestleMania season, right? And then revisit after WrestleMania.
Then yeah, in that case, I'd say Cody.
That's my interpretation of the situation.
But it would be like it's Cody, but he got it. Yeah. I'd say it'll be Cody, but he'd be like, yeah, he did it, but he got the dub by the skin of his teeth type of thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. The WWE Women's Tag Team titles are on the line when Io Sky and Rhea Ripley defended against Liv Morgan and Roxanne Perez of the Judgment Day.
You know who I got winning. Do I really need to say it?
When do we ever pick against Mommy?
Right. Mommy's always on top. And with EO?
When do we ever pick against Rhea?
Mommy and EO together? Come on.
There's only a handful of people that I would think and might pick over Rhea.
Yeah, I'm about to say in this case, name me, definitely on Raw, name me a woman who's more over than Rhea Ripley right now. And I'm saying definitely on Raw. Name me a woman that's more over than she is.
Nobody.
I can't think of one. Yeah, I can't think.
The closest one is actually a tag team partner.
Yeah, I was saying the closest one is when she's tagging with, right?
Outside of them is Alexa Bliss.
In the company, I would say yes, but in Raw, they ain't nobody.
Nobody else.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. And if you and if you doubt what Kula's saying, that chick turned Charlotte Flair from a person everybody wanted to throw tomatoes on and hate on to someone you wanted to embrace within 5 weeks' time. So,
and I'm one of the people she did it for.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that tells you the big time popularity of one Alexa Bliss. So I'm with you on that. But yeah, Roxanne and Liv, yeah, they're just serving them up for Eel and Rita.
Who might be third on that list?
Who?
Because I'm starting to figure out fans actually love Liv Morgan. They just hate her.
Yeah.
Third on that list is Bianca Belair. Here or not?
I would probably say that. Yeah. And definitely, I would think if she didn't earn the respect of the WWE Universe before that WrestleMania match between those three, she most certainly did after. So, yeah, I agree with that.
Now, if you want to put Liv after Bianca, I'm fine with that. But
I could do that. Yeah, I could see that.
Bianca's three, and she ain't even there right now. When she get back.
No, you said Raw, though. That's all. I was just sticking straight to Raw.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just thinking about
you're
probably right. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. But yeah. Ain't no woman more popular than Rhea. And I mean you can start a Raw or end a Raw with her and you golden. That's how big she is. So I can't see them taking the titles off of those two to put on a Roxanne and Liv.
Send her to SmackDown and have her help her brother.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody don't even think twice about it.
Right.
Speaking of her brother, Fatal 4-Way match number one contenders for the WWE Undisputed title. The winner would be seen Drew McIntyre, I'm guessing it, a Royal Rumble. Because it is a big four pay-per-view, so you have to have the main title defended on that one.
Eventually, yeah.
Randy Orton, Trick Williams, Damian Priest, and Sami Zayn. Mr. Johnson. Who would be the first challenge of one Drew McIntyre?
Oh, gosh. I hate this.
I know where you're going to the fact that you said that.
So, Saturday night's main event is in Montreal. They got to make sure that the main event is going to be hot and popping. Sami motherfreaking Zayn.
Mr. McCain, we got one for Sami Zayn. Montreal.
Too early for Sami. I gotta go Priest by elimination.
He's going Damian Priest. We got Sami Zayn, we got Damian Priest. Cole, you gonna hate me for this? Because I know you don't want to see this because you've seen this before. Randy Orton.
Lord, no.
Here's my real thing. As long as it's not Trick Williams, I'm good. As long as you don't put over Trick Williams right now, I'm good.
It could be Orton, though. It could be Orton because he did hit a couple of RKOs out of nowhere and bunk kick somebody real quick. I would like to protect him too. McIntyre's not losing his first match. That's why I picked Damian Priest.
All right, I want to make sure that you're saying this right. McIntyre's first defense will be, and I'm saying first because he's going to be retaining no matter who he goes up against. It's going to be a Saturday night's main event.
Whoever wins Saturday night's main event, yes.
Oh, that four-way is at Saturday night's main event.
No, yeah, yeah, the four ways outside my main event.
And the winner's gonna fight Drew McIntyre
at Royal Rumble. Okay, let me see.
As long as it's not Trick Williams, I don't care what other the three that wins.
As long as it's not Trick Williams,
I'm good.
It's not gonna be Trick Williams, but he's not gonna take the pin either. So they gotta protect him.
I won't mind that either. As long as Trick Williams is
Don't put him in the pin. He's new. Right. He's fresh. He's new.
He doesn't take the pin either. I agree.
Don't have him take the pin. Having him be in this big time match and he's taking an L per se, fine, yes. But don't have him take the pin for it. But yeah, I would like for it to be Orton if Orton was actually going to win the title off of McIntyre, but I don't see that happening. Of the four, I would want it to be him. Unfortunately, I think it's going to be Sami Zayn. And I don't want it to be him.
But you got him winning the Royal Rumble, so why would he win that second main event?
Because I think they might not have him win the Royal Rumble. Then they might have him actually go against Drew at Royal Rumble. He loses, but he somehow finds a way because they'll have some type of qualifying match.
Elimination Chamber,
and he wins that. I'm thinking that's how I'm booking it in my head. Either he wins the Royal Rumble, or he loses the world title match against Drew. It's the main event. He says the crowd aren't happy, but it's a great effort. It's one of those two that I'm seeing for the Royal Rumble with Sammy. But Sammy's going to be the guy that's going to send the crowd home happy at Royal Rumble. It just depends on how they do it.
All right. And that would do it. Mr. McCain, go ahead and take us home.
Shout out Mr. Cole Johnson, our consistent contributor, for hopping on with the fellas tonight. Of course, shout out my guy, the playmaker as well, for joining for another episode. I just simply say, guys, it is never where you start. It is always where you finish. Since we've already had, Raw that we'll talk about next week, already happened earlier, it's real simple, y'all. Don't put your TVs on. Find this team playing and go on. You watch either win or lose. It is going to be what it's going to be. But hey, it's going to be important to see. And it's going to be fun either way. I'm about to turn it on here in a minute. But before we do, I have a couple more comments. Last things. So Yolanda says he has the best spear ever, in my opinion. Of course, talking about Bron Breakker. Yolanda also says they don't need the titles. They need to let Jay Cook by himself. Agreed. And then Yolanda, in regards to Mr. Trick Willie himself, says with his lemon pepper steppers.
By the way, one thing about Trick Williams, that dude is already getting over with the crowd. He just only been there for a cup of tea.
He's already over, not getting over. He is over.
Yeah, he's already over. Statement.
Everyone is yelling, whoop that trick.
Whoop that trick. Whoop
that trick.
Yeah.
Yolanda also says,
him turning baby face is just a matter of time.
And Yolanda says, and she knows she's that chick, referring to that's Rhea.
For Jade, I'm sure. Or Rhea, yeah.
Yeah, that's Rhea.
And then Yolanda ends up saying, I love to always see my baby, Mr. RKO.
I ain't mad at her. I ain't mad at her for having
it. Takes all day, so I can't be mad at this.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't mad. Yeah, I ain't mad. That should be cake. I ain't mad at you, Yolanda. Rock that. Rock that, girl.
Yes,
rock that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right.
Because it just doesn't feel right without Booker T. Which I respect Corey Graves for not trying to do it. He's like, no,
I respect him more for not doing it, too.
I was hoping. I was like, just wait till it'd be a special occasion, and then Booker T gonna pop out and do it. You know what I mean?
I'm getting the feeling that's probably what's going to happen for his first WrestleMania match.
Yes, I agree. We're going to hear some trick whooping.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yolanda does say everybody wants Booker T. That's what they were referring to, commenting on.
And, all right, good people. Oh, gosh, I hate the fact that you don't have him for Booker, that you don't have him for Trick Williams nor Steffi Bacare.
Well, I think they got the chill with the Steffi Bacare thing. He get a little too excited there. I think Charmel don't like that too much. With the old Booker T. All in my Bacare like. But good people, we will see y'all back here next week. Same bat time, same bat station. And if you're watching, see the replay, check out a part of it, whatever. Make sure you like, share, subscribe if you haven't already. Tell your folks, come check us out. Hop in the chat. Chop it up with your peoples. We here. We out. We'll be back next week.